The leaders of the Greek and Turkish sides have met Nikos Anastasiades and Mustafa Akinci. And there were the Greek, British and Turkish foreign ministers as well. And statements that just came out try to be optimistic, saying that everybody is set on staying till the end of the talks on July 7. Just before the meeting started, the special advisor on Cyprus to the UN Secretary General, Mr. Espen Barth Eide, showed this optimism.
There's been remarkable progress in these talks, and it's widely recognized by the sides and by international observers and observers in Cyprus that no pair of leaders have been further ahead in any previous attempts, including back in the time of the Annan Plan. It's also clear that these talks have been Cypriot-owned and are Cypriot-owned and can only be Cypriot-owned. There is no UN arbitration. A lot has been solved already, but we have an outstanding issue on security and guarantees, which is the main purpose of the international presence of the guarantors.
The so-called guarantors are Turkey, the UK and Greece, and they keep the status quo. Let's go back and see why Cyprus was divided in the first place. The Turkish army invaded the north of the island in 1974 after Greece staged a coup that resulted in a civil war, thousands of dead, and in the end a stalemate and a UN-monitored separation. The Turkish army never left. Now, Harry Tsimitras, the director of the Peace Research Institute Oslo in Cyprus, said that this remains the main obstacle for reunification.
The official position of the Greek Cypriot side is that no Turkish soldiers should remain on the island, and this is something that is reflected also in the official position of Athens. Now, in any negotiation, the opportunity remains for bridging proposals. The pragmatism should prevail, and perhaps it will be the case that a negotiated settlement will be in place. But as things stand, both sides, Greek Cypriots and Turkish Cypriots, as well as Turkey and Greece, remain diametrically opposed in their positions regarding the remainder of Turkish troops on the island. This is probably the major issue to be negotiated in the first days of the meeting in Kandrondana.
So that's the topic of negotiations, apart from other issues such as details about what kind of government should be formed. According to Evren İnançolu, a Turkish Cypriot activist for Unite Cyprus Now, Turkish Cypriots have a lot to gain from reunification.
For Turkish Cypriots, there are a lot to gain out of it because they are in limbo. Let's say if you are a football player, you want to play in UEFA. If you are a musician, you want to play in international festival. I mean, if you are a swimmer, you want to swim in Olympics. Everybody has these dreams. These kind of things are restricted because you are not recognized and out of the international system. We will be integrated to the rest of the world. There will be a functioning, recognized state. So it will provide Turkish Cypriots a more secure future.
Now, if, and it still is a big if the talks are successful, it means there will be a new constitution that will then be submitted to a referendum in both parts of the island. But if that works out, says economist Marios Zakariadis of Cyprus University, there'll be a whole new range of problems.
The salaries are too high for that state given its revenues to pay, period. This means it goes bankrupt. So there's some solutions to that. First solution is fiscal adjustment, cutting the expenditures. So this would necessitate a cut in public salaries, but a lot of people are being paid by the state in the north. It's mostly state employees. But if that solution is implemented after the Cyprus solution, it would create a backlash against the new state. Now, a second resolution of the problem would be for Turkey to continue to pay the net difference. That's also not a desirable solution because if Turkey maintains this capitalization, it will have exceptional political power in the north, and that has its own political repercussions.
But for now, Cypriots are waiting anxiously to see if the talks that started yesterday will lead to some sort of agreement before they start to worry about what to do next.